الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So in our last session, where we finished off was mentioning and enumerating all of, not all of them, but a great number of the prophets and messengers. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning to us, you know, the greatness of these prophets, the greatness of some of these messengers, and how they acted and how they behaved in regards to their ta'ah, in regards to their obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us what happened after they left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِ بَعْدِهِمْ And thereafter there came a khalf. خَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ A generation. أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ A succession of people. أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهَوَاتِ They deserted or abandoned the prayer and they followed their own desires. الشَّهَوَاتِ Now, this is linking up to our previous lesson. How? Why? Because previously, we mentioned in regards to Ismail. Can anyone remember about Ismail alayhi salam? Okay, you can look, no problem. No problem, you've got the answer in front of you basically. You can look. Yes, but what did Surah Maryam say about him? Yes. Jazakallah khair. Ya murahalahu bis salati. He used to encourage his family with prayer. Right? What's the entire verse you've got in front of you? Sadiq al-Wa'ad. Right, then?
He used to enjoin on his people prayer and zakat.
Right. Beautiful. Prayer and zakat, two things. And even before that, in our previous lesson before last week, we spoke about Isa alayhi salam. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا And he has enjoined upon me salah and zakat as long as I am alive. Now here, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply mentioned salah by itself. خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ And there was a generation, a succession, that abandoned the prayer. Right? This is exactly what Zakariya, at the start of this surah, he does not want. He wants people who are obedient upon the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Up to date with the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, this generation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, they abandoned the prayer. And because of the fact they abandoned the prayer, they abandoned zakah as well. Right? If one is cautious in the way he establishes the prayer, then all of the other ahkam of Islam will be enjoined inshaAllah. Why? Because the one who is mindful about how he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala five times a day, he will be mindful of other things. So this is an indication of what? A lesson for what? It is a basic lesson for us all inshallah that we should do our best inshallah to perfect our prayer. To be more serious about our prayer, that is praying it on its proper times. And when we pray it, we try to instill it in our hearts that khushu, that feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. He is there. He is watching us. You know, we pray as though, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we pray as though we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are unable to do that, then we do so knowing full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So this generation, they abandoned the prayer, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ And they attended their desires. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he has said in an authentic narration, the first fitna which overcame Banu Israel was the fitna of you all should know this He knew it, but he whispered it. I think he's scared of his father. The fitna of women, not the fitna of cars, right? The fitna of women, right? I think maybe your dad will speak with you when you get home. Nonetheless, the first fitna which overcame the Banu Israel was the fitna of women. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bulking all of this in one or two words essentially. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ They followed desires. And among following their desires was abandoning the prayer. According to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anh, you know, the generation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, they didn't actually abandon their prayer. Some of them, what they did was, they delayed their prayer, and they joined them for no reason whatsoever. Joining prayers is allowed in Islam, but there needs to be a reason for it. But they did so for no other reason, and except that it was convenient for them. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ And they shall encounter غَيَّ Now linguistically this means woe. Something which is unfortunate. You know, a kind of terror. But according to the tafsir of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu again, and also Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and so forth, غَيَّ is actually a location in the hellfire. Yeah? And according to the tafsir of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, it is a location in the hellfire, a valley in the hellfire, which is so terrible that the hellfire itself seeks refuge from this place. Right? And that just gives you an idea, an indication of how terrible this place is. Subhanallah. We ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Yeah? إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا Yeah, except, you know, subhanAllah, conditional statement. You know, everyone, the people who abandon their prayer, who attend to their shahawat, their desires, they shall encounter such a place, such a location. Yeah, and we know this. You know, we know in Islam the value of the prayer. You know, for example, in a different surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fi jannatin yatasaalun." The people in paradise will ask one another, "Anil mujrimeen," concerning the criminals, the sinners. And they shall speak to them. You know, this is one of the joys of the people of paradise. They shall be able to speak with the people in the fire. Yeah? It's a reward for the people in Jannah, a punishment for the people in the fire. And the people in Jannah will say to the people in the fire, "Ma salakakum fi saqar?" What is it that has made you enter the fire? And they shall say, قالوا, they shall say, لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ We weren't from those who used to pray. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Very easy way to enter the hellfire is to abandon the prayer. Yeah? And these people, of course, they didn't simply abandon the prayer, they entered into their own desires. They ruled against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They went opposing the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They entered into all sorts of frivolities. And every single one of these individuals, whether it is in the ummah of Banu Israel or whether it is from our ummah, he shall enter the hellfire. And what a terrible destination it is. And yet, and the next verse is encouraging, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shadeedul iqab, no doubt. But he has the most mercies. Mercy upon mercy upon mercy. Subhanallah. Illa man taba. Except whoever repents. Yes, you may have done this in the past. But if you repent, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you work righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ Then they shall enter paradise. Yeah? Meaning what? Taba, you have to regret what you've done in the past. You have to believe in the mercy of Allah. You have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Depend on Him. Ask Him for sustenance. Sometimes the reason why some individuals, they fall into riba, the sin of riba, is they forget dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They forget that it is ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is providing for them, that is sustaining them, that is nourishing them, etc. and so forth. So this is, you know, perhaps one of the wisdoms as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions amana. And they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amana wa amila salihah. And they are upright with their belief. They don't, they're not like people who just say, okay, we believe, and they sit at home. The ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Jannah, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants paradise, these are people of action. They are people of action. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ They shall enter paradise. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Yeah? And this is a very strange sort of wording given in this ayah. And they shall not be oppressed whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress anyone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a separate surah, in another surah, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا And your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not oppress anyone. The intended meaning here is, if a person, he works all his life with sincerity in his heart, with that desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his actions, no matter how hard he works, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how hard some individuals work, they shall be given everything according to their deeds and even more than that. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Nothing will be left behind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything shall be called into account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ This is a paradise promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adn is one of the high stations of paradise. You know, perhaps we can call this in English Eden. Adn. الَّتِي وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ This is something that the Most Merciful has promised عِبَادَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ His servants with غَيْب. You know? And this is the very first exhortation in Surah Al-Baqarah. أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءِ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ Subhanallah. Same themes are coming into play again. Yeah, they pay zakah, they establish their prayer, right? And they are upright with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to believing with Him. They believe with Him even though they do not see Him. Subhanallah. You know, these, it's interesting to note, you know, just as a side note. You know, one of these atheists, I've lost his name in my mind. Krauss, you know, Lawrence Krauss. Someone once asked him, you know, what would it take for you to actually believe in God? Right? He said, what I would actually want in order to believe in God was for the stars to be rearranged and say, you know, I am here, I am God, or something like that. Right? This is what some of these atheists want. You know, they want basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in front of them for them to believe Him. Alright? And upon thinking about this, it is interesting to note, you know, the Dajjal, when he does appear, he shall produce for them what? You know, rain from the sky, you know, the dead will be rising, you know, seemingly rising, that is. He shall be able to seemingly rise a person's deceased parents. He shall order the skies to rain. You know, all sorts of quote-unquote miracles from his hands. Right? He shall actually be providing proofs for people to believe that he is Allah. Right? And this is what is meant. You know, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this. You know? To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which stems from the fitrah. It stems from the heart. The inert belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed with every single human being. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, that He is one, etc. and so forth. When a human being becomes corrupt spiritually, he ignores this fitrah of his. If not, if he still remains on the straight path, having or even has a chance for huda, for guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promotes this belief in the fitrah, that Allah is there, that Allah is one, etc. and so forth. إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعَدُهُ مَأْتِيًّا And concerning his promise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. He shall easily give it to you, hand it over to you. I mean, if someone has a great treasure, right? Thousands of dollars in their bank account. right? And you ask for a couple of thousands. This person, he will do his best to avoid paying you that money. You know, alhamdulillah, you know, many of us, several of us, we have, you know, a decent amount of money. But nonetheless, we hate paying fines, right? Something comes, you know, in the mail and it's got the government symbol on it. You know, we just go, because we know what it is, right? Speed camera caught you. Something of that nature. Yeah, we hate giving away money. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in regards to His mulk, you know, in paradise, He is willing to hand it over very easily. No comments, no words. If you deserve it, you deserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hand it over to you. إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعَدُهُ مَأْتِيًا. Very easily handed over to you. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا إِلَّا سَلَامًا. And as for this world, you shall hear within it plenty of ill statements, plenty of evils. And among them is the theme of this surah. Among them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begat a son. That Isa alayhi salam was the son of God, his mother, she was part of a holy trinity, etc. and so forth. Right? As for Jannah, not only shall you not hear this kind of rubbish, you shall not hear any kind of frivolity. Yeah? No lagu, no idle talk of any kind. Illa salama, except peaceful talk. In the life of this world, there are some individuals that you will come across, and you will come across them, you know, with happiness. Why? Because they are people who have very sweet speech. When they talk, you just want to sit with them, right? They speak gentle words, they have a gentle tone, you know. They're not very harsh in the way they speak, etc. and so forth. They always speak about nice things, and so you want to sit with them. This will be the lifestyle in paradise. A person will hear nothing but sweet words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as salama. Right? This is what every believer, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. In the same surah, Ibrahim alayhi salam wished this upon his father. You know, his father was being aggressive with him. You know, speaking very meanly with him, you know, in a very detestable manner. And Ibrahim, how does he speak with his father? How does he approach him? He says, Salamun alaik. Right. This is what he wanted for his father. A place in Jannah where there shall be no idle talk, no evil speech, only good speech, only pure speech, only beautiful speech. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشية. And they shall have their rizq in the morning and in the evening. Subhanallah. One of the beauties of paradise. You know, one of the wisdoms, you know, if we know the story of Maryam alayhi salam, one of the wisdoms of the story, you know, she's provided fruit. And Zakaria says, Anna laki hadha. How, where did you get this from? And she says, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for whomever He wills. Yeah? Same thing here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides the people of Jannah however He wills. Yeah? And they shall have sustenance in the morning and in the evening 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. Yeah? According to authentic narration, even if a believer, he wants the very bird which is flying in the sky, all he needs to do is point to it and it's there in front of him in barbecued form. Subhanallah. Right? Everything is provided for you. Know, and upon hearing such statements, Umar radiallahu anhu was amazed and surprised. You know what he asked? He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does the flesh of the birds of paradise taste like? You know, What do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? You think he would have said, you know, this is a silly question, don't ask this question. No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied. He said, the meat is the most succulent of meats. Right. This is what you have in paradise. Right? The most beautiful of foods. So beautiful, in fact, that a person, if he is fed from the fruits of paradise, he will say, هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقَنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ. He will be surprised at the taste he receives from it the second time he eats from it. Why? Because each time he eats in paradise, the taste will increase in terms of its goodness, in terms of its succulence, in terms of its tastiness. Subhanallah. تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا. And this is the paradise which we will cause to inherit our servants who have taqwa, who are taqiyya. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, uses the word inherit. Why? Metaphoric also as well as literal. Literal how? Huh? But why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word inherit? No, it's much more simpler than this. Paradise was the home of our father Adam alayhi salam, right? It originally belonged to Adam alayhi salam, paradise. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, you know, you can go anywhere and eat anywhere except from that tree. Right? So it belonged to Adam alayhi salam essentially. Right? And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you can inherit paradise. He's using the word inherit. Why? Because it belonged to our father as well. Right? تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًا. Whoever is taqi, man kana taqi. Right? What does this word mean, taqi? It comes from the word wiqaya, meaning shield. Right? Something you use to protect yourself. So essentially what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that whoever is mindful of falling into sin, whoever protects himself from falling into sin, he shall enter paradise. He is not saying, keep in mind, he is not saying that the one who does not sin ever, he shall enter paradise. No. He's saying the one who has taqwa shall enter paradise. What does taqwa mean and imply? It means you do your best to guard yourself from sin. And if you slip into sin, for whatever reason, part of taqwa is doing your best to repent towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness. And the next ayah, it is nothing connected to the previous ayah. Rather, it is a direct quote of Jibreel alayhi salam. وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. And we do not descend except by the permission of your master, your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this mentioned? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoting Jibreel? Why? Because it was the belief of the people of Jahiliyyah, the Arabs, the pagan Arabs of Jahiliyyah, that the angels were the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person, they made intercession through the angels, they could earn paradise. Right? This was part of their belief. You know, they could get to that high station of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some of the tafsir, this is what they actually believed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for the angels, they cannot even descend except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them permission to. So how can anyone gain spiritual highness through the angels if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even give them permission to descend? لَهُمَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. And everything in the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is in the left, whether it is in the right, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets. Never forgets. Next page. Never forgets why. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgets who is the one who has taqwa, who does not. Everything is not only recorded by the malaika, but everything is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Lord of the heavens and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا And everything which is in between them. Right? فَعْبُدْهُ Worship Him. وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِي وَاصْطَبِرْ It comes from the word sabr. But it means to really exert yourself with sabr. Right? وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِي So be patient in the way that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For some individuals, to pray the five daily prayers on time, properly, etc. and so forth, it's a big thing. Right? For some, that's quite easy, Why? Because they strive upon it. They're used to it. وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادِتِي So continue to strive upon His worship. Yeah? Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, he said something which was really interesting. He said that when he first started to pray Qiyam al-Layl, he hated it. Right? He then said that he pushed himself, to pray it, even though he detested it. And then after that, he became okay with it. He hated it still, but he was still pushing him. He was getting used to it. Then he said, after a few years, I found it a little bit difficult, but I still did it. It was somewhat impractical, but I still did it. And he said, many years later, I became neither here nor there about it. I was just content about it. Then he said, many years later, I began to love it. Right? So this is what is perhaps meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one truly wants to excel in their worship, they strive in their worship. Don't give up in their worship. Right? Same with dua, same with everything. Strive in it. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُمْ سَمِيعًا Do you know anyone who is an equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you know anyone who is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And of course the answer is no. No, definitely not. Never. And if we know that to be the case, if we know that to be true, then should we not be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more, right? If someone says, do you know anyone who is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your answer, of course, will be no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. So why cannot we be even greater in our ibadah, what we offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Ihsan, perfection. Doing our best to offer what is perfect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانِ And the human being, he says, أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ And if I die, لَسَوْفَ أُخْرِجُ حَيَّا If I die, will I be brought back to life? This is what the insan says. And perhaps the reason why he's being referred to so ambiguously is to not give him any importance, basically. This was what Abu Jahl used to say. And perhaps the reason why he's being referred to simply as insan is not to give him real importance. By mentioning him by name, perhaps this would give him too much importance. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply refers him to him as insan. أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقَنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ Does not man remember that it was I who created him? Right? The mushrikeen, they accepted belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ Most of the mushrikeen, all of the mushrikeen actually, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except they tainted that belief with shirk. Right? They said that there were several gods like Banat, like Uzza, or like Ya'uq, like Ya'uth, etc. and so forth. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the highest of those gods. Right? That He was the principal god of all of them. Right? So, Abu Jahl, he failed to, you know, it is strange how his entire mission was against Islam. But nonetheless, he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the creator, was the sustainer, provider, etc. and so forth. You know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْءٍ. He believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and he was nothing. Yeah? But nonetheless, he disbelieved. You know, unlike, this is not so different to the people of shirk today, the disbelievers today. You know, as we know, you know, the Christians, you know, they know full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, but nonetheless they still worship Jesus, alayhi salam. You know, so many religions, Hindus, you know, they believe just like the people of Abu Jahl, that there are several gods, but they have one major god, and he is the one who provides everything, you know, and the sister who came the other day, this was basically what she was saying, you know, essentially what she was saying. Similarly, you know, we can, you know, speak with several more religions, but at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the next ayah, without even getting to so much detail, where their destination shall be in the hereafter. ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيَعَةٍ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ عِتِيًّا. In the afterlife, in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall attend to every sect, to every group, to every denomination, to every religion. And He shall ask them regarding their belief towards Him. He shall discern who was the worst in regards to their belief towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is worse than the one who utters a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is worse than the one who utters a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this is the, in the hereafter, it shall essentially be like a type of court. You know, and this is for lack of a better word, basically. What happens in the court? The judge questions, you know, witnesses, he questions, you know, the one who did wrong, etc. and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every group the things they said in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the allegations that they made, right? Justice needs to be served, right? And this is what will happen. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صَلِيًّا. Yeah. Then we shall know who is deserving of what. أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيًّا. Alright? Suliya, it comes from the Arabic word. You know, the Arabs, what they used to do was, you know, if they wanted to toast something or to cook something, they used to, you know, as people do today, they used to put it on a stick and put it in the fire. And this is what this word basically means, suliya. To be stuck on the fire, porked on the fire and burnt. And this is essentially what shall happen to the people who uttered all sorts of false allegations against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet out His justice against them. Right? So much so that they shall be burnt upon the flames of the hellfire. Subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this is scary for any disbeliever. Right? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says something frightening for every single one of us. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of us shall pass over it. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? There were some mufassireen who said that this is referring to non-Muslims, but among the mufassireen were those who said that this is referring to Muslims as well as non-Muslims. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? Sirat. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of you shall pass over it. Meaning you shall perhaps not enter the hellfire, but every single one of you human beings shall pass over the hellfire. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. And this is a decree from your Lord which is unavoidable. Subhanallah. And as the Prophet ﷺ has said, You know, some people, they will pass over the Sirat just like lightning, right? Some people, they will run over it. And some people will be walking over it, and some people will almost be stumbling over it, right? SubhanAllah. You know, this is, you know, one of the themes of this surah is discerning truth from falsehood. And what better way to discern truth from falsehood than the Sirat itself, right? A person shall know his ranking in the afterlife, in the akhirah, when he is crossing the Sirat, right? A person will realize the value of truth in the life of this world when he's walking on that Sirat. SubhanAllah. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And then we shall save those who have taqwa. SubhanAllah. وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جَثِيَّ. And we shall leave the ظَالِمِينَ there in the hellfire, جَثِيَّ, on their knees. On their knees, as though they shall be shackled and facing the hellfire on their knees. SubhanAllah, what a sight. And this is where we'll conclude inshallah for this session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we conclude that He not make us from amongst the people of hellfire, rather He makes us from the people of Jannah. Ameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect ourselves and our families from the hellfire. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide guidance for us always and evermore to the path of paradise and the path of righteousness. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Ameen. Jazakumullahu khair.